Daniel Davis, Book 1, Chapter 29 of the Ecclesiastical History of England of Venerable Bede. How the same Pope sent to Augustine the pall and a letter, along with several ministers of the word, 601 A.D. Moreover, the same Pope Gregory, hearing from Bishop Augustine that the harvest which he had was great and the laborers but few, sent to him, together with his aforesaid envoys, certain fellow laborers and ministers of the word, of whom the chief and foremost were Miletus, Justus, Paulinus, and Rufinianus, and by them all things in general that were necessary for the worship and service of the church, to wit, sacred vessels and altar cloths, also church furniture and vestments for the bishops and clerks, as likewise relics of the holy apostles and martyrs, besides many manuscripts. He also sent a letter, wherein he signified that he had dispatched the pall to him, and at the same time directed how he should constitute bishops in Britain. The letter was in these words: To his most reverend and holy brother and fellow bishop Augustine, Gregory, the servant of the servants of God. Though it be certain that the unspeakable rewards of the eternal kingdom are reserved for those who labor for Almighty God, yet it is requisite that we bestow on them the benefit of honors, to the end that they may by this recompense be encouraged the more vigorously to apply themselves to the care of their spiritual work. And seeing that the new church of the English is, through the bounty of the Lord and your laborers, brought to the grace of God, we grant you the use of the pall in the same, only for the celebration of the solemn service of the Mass, that so you may ordain 12 bishops in different places who shall be subject to your jurisdiction. But the Bishop of London shall, for the future, be always consecrated by his own synod, and receive the pall, which is the token of his office, from this holy and apostolic see, which I, by the grace of God, now serve. But we would have you send to the city of York such a bishop as you think fit to ordain, yet so that if that city, with the places adjoining, shall receive the word of God, that bishop shall also ordain 12 bishops, and enjoin the honor of a metropolitan, for we design, if we live, by the help of God, to bestow on him also the pall. And yet we would have him to be subject to your authority, my brother. But after your decease, he shall so preside over the bishops he shall have ordained, as to be in no way subject to the jurisdiction of the Bishop of London. But for the future, let there be this distinction as regards honor between the bishops of the cities of London and York, that he who has been first ordained have the precedence. But let them take counsel and act in concert, and with one mind dispose whatsoever is to be done for zeal of Christ. Let them judge rightly, and carry out their judgment without dissension. But to you, my brother, shall, by the authority of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, be subject not only those bishops whom you shall ordain, and those that shall be ordained by the Bishop of York, but also all the prelates in Britain, to the end that from the words and manner of life of your holiness they may learn the rule of a right belief and a good life, and fulfilling their office in faith and righteousness, they may, when it shall please the Lord, attain to the kingdom of heaven. God preserve you in safety, most reverend brother. Given the 22nd of June, in the 19th year of the reign of our most religious Lord, Mauritius Tiberius Augustus, the 18th year after the consulship of our said Lord, and the 4th indiction. End of chapter 29 of the Ecclesiastical History of England of Venerable Bede.